It sounds like a lot of fun and neat things that you have going on. And also in conjunction with the 50th, you have a documentary and a coloring book and a coloring contest. Just yes. Briefly tell us about those.
Well, that's the beautiful part about we've been working on the celebration for over a year, and lots of fun ideas have been spawned from it. There's a fantastic coloring book, which is really more than a coloring book. It's a family activity book. And I think as you look around in bookstores, you'll notice that more and more bookstores are carrying coloring books for people of all ages. And this is certainly one of those books that I think any age person could enjoy. We have a contest going on inviting people of all ages to color and send their sheet. This sheet is printable off the web, by the way, if anyone would like to participate. And the categories start from the very young, and we have also had entrants all the way up into their 90s. So they will be divided by age, and it's going to be lots of fun. That coloring contest ends June 1st. So it's very easy to print the page off the web and give it your own twist. So we think that's going to be a lot of fun. We also have had professional help making some beautiful note cards that highlight different parts of the collection that the McKnighter has. They're quite lovely if you need note cards. And then another really treasure thing that we're so proud of is that we've had help making a movie which documents the history of the McKnighter Art Museum. And one of our board members, Paul Michick, would put this together. It represents hours and hours and hours of time. He interviewed people from all decades, and it's a real treasure to hear and see those people telling the story about how this museum was started and the continuation over the last 50 years.